Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone.
Yes.
Jill and Kim, one harmonic whole. We're back after a weekend. A fun-filled weekend.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what a weekend it was.
I'm yawning.
I had the pleasure of hosting a Halloween party at our house, and there was a lot of times where things didn't go as what I would maybe have expected or wanted or thought that was going to happen. We had lots of random things that actually happened. I don't think I told you this. Maybe I did, Jill. Obviously Jill and I talked before. We had a lot of strings of Christmas lights just randomly stop working. I did mention this. Yep. And in this haunted trail that we have in our backyard, the day of the party, they just stopped working. They're working great, like 2 days prior, but I had them like hooked up with electricity. They're all great. And then half of them would stop working. And I was starting to get frustrated. And then it was like the next thing would go wrong. And I recognized every time I started getting a little bit angry, frustrated, judging, or criticizing myself that it's not perfect and it's not the way it's supposed to go, then another thing would happen. Then another. And I literally had to reel myself in so many times this weekend and say, you know what? It is what it is. Whatever's supposed to happen will happen.
I love that phrase, reel myself back in. First of all, I do want to share for listeners that the Christmas lights were a piece that were very important for people to be able to find their way on their own on the trail.
So, that is true.
Yeah, it wasn't just a little random like, oh, shoot, those lights are out. It's like, wait, people won't be able to follow the trail now. So it's kind of a big random thing that shifted. And it was interesting, Kim, how you rolled with it and flowed with it. And that's that reel myself back in. You reeled yourself back in. And I'd like to put that in terms of like the word wholeness.
Yeah.
Wholeness. When we're whole, where we're experiencing wholeness. And then all of a sudden we spin off and we have to reel ourselves back in. And I would say my perspective and perception is you were getting out of wholeness or out of balance or out of harmony.
Yep.
And you brought yourself back into wholeness again.
Yeah.
Does that sound accurate?
Yep. And being whole meant that I was literally at peace with all of my decisions that I chose. I chose to have a party. I chose to have whatever happened happen. Like I was trying to go in there with a positive mindset, and I had to let go then of the criticism, the judgment, the imperfections that happened, bring myself back into whole. And when I could do that, I actually enjoyed it. It was then fun. It was creative. I could see people's excitement, even though in myself, I wanted to criticize it. It's like, no. When I brought myself back in, everybody else would change too.
Yeah. It is not like things were perfect, because you actually kind of had, I don't even use the word, you kind of had a lot of chaos this year around the party.
Yeah.
Which in my experience is not usual. So that was different. And in terms of what you've shared with me, Kim, and what I've seen you have with this party in the past is that it was pretty harmonious. It was fun, creative. It would unfold, you know, quite well. It wasn't perfect, but it came together. This one came together, but had a lot more chaos around it. It just is endlessly fascinating to me, Kim, that you have this way of continuing to hold your own, what I'll call inner vibration in your own wholeness. Like you get distracted for a while because you had to reel yourself back in.
Yep.
And so, you know, and that's okay. There's nothing inherently wrong with that. Like we have a reaction to something and we catch ourselves out in left field and then we reel ourselves back in. The thing is about you though, Kim, that I've noticed is you're just persistent with it. Like you never quit, which is wonderful. You're just like, okay.
Yeah, even my knee, like it was started already last week. My knee just stopped working. Literally could not move my knee at all. And here I am.
A party, people, that requires lots of movement, including lights going down on a trail. So then she has to walk people through the trail and her knee quit working. Like, and she just keeps going.
Yep. It's like, this ain't stopping me. Come on now. I chose to do this. I am going to enjoy it. So then I literally tell my knee, like, you're just fine. What do you need? I'll give you what you need. I did go to a chiropractor on Friday, by the way. Amazing chiropractor if you guys ever need one in your around Monticello area. Yeah. Yes. Okay. But it was that adjustment helped to start to move the energy again. And amazing how I was just like, I own it. This is my body. This is my energy. I need to be with it. But I also don't need it to, what do you want to call it? Consume me or distract me. I'm like, I understand. Maybe I have to go slower. I get that. Okay. What do I really need to get done then? So I didn't fight it. It was more like, what do I really need to get done? And once I was brought myself back in and say, what is most important? Guess what? My knee started feeling better. And I was able to get moving. And by Friday afternoon, evening, I was almost walking perfectly. Saturday, I woke up a little sore. So I had a little bit of movement and stuff. And
yeah,
but it was amazing how fast it changed.
That's what I was going to say. It's incredible. It's incredible timing to be able to do that. And I personally believe, Kim, it is your self-taught skill to keep yourself in what I call wholeness. You don't let the physical body causing you a problem become your identity. You don't sit down and go, oh, my knee's done. I'm done. I have to cancel the party. You keep going. You reel yourself back in. There it is. That's the reality. That's the truth of it. And then you just see what comes next. See what comes next. And it is endlessly fascinating to me to watch you do that. And now I'm like, all right, I got to start doing this. I got to start doing wholeness like Kim does. I just let way too many things in life get me to stop. And it's okay. And I'll see that.
Yeah. And the funny thing is when you kind of like just stop and you start allowing around you just to unfold, the amount of actual support that is there that, well, for me, I know I recognize the support that was all around. I wasn't like hearing it. It was all around and there was a lot of people helping to get everything done on Friday and Saturday for the party, but I actually didn't hear it until I was a little forced to slow down and I could actually hear then some of their suggestions.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's really cool.
That's
cool. So did, like, in essence, when you reel yourself back in, you're able to be whole. You're able to hear, see, feel everything and not let your emotions actually be in the way. And my emotions were starting to be in the way.
And then you reeled yourself back in.
Yep. That's being whole. Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Love this. I do too. So I'm going to practice reeling myself back in.
Oh, that was great. While I go to sleep here. No, just kidding. If anybody of you pay attention, Jill has the most amazing energy when she talks. And it's like when she's pumping out the energy in these podcasts, these mini podcasts, like I can feel it. So I hope all of you get to feel it too. When she's saying wholeness, like you feel the vibration come through on it. Just saying. So thank you, Jill.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Kim. Thank you everyone for listening. And until next time.